Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today, Sheriff?
I'm so happy to be here. I love the rainy weather.
Oh, you do?
I love it.
You know, when I woke up this morning and I put a sweatshirt on, I wasn't super thrilled about it. I don't know. I do love the fall and the cooler temperatures, but I hate the transition right now where it's like all of a sudden yesterday, 2 days ago, we were wearing tank tops and shorts, and now it's like, put on some pants and a sweatshirt. It's cold.
I don't think you'll see the 90s again in Carbon County. I think we're going to be hovering in the 80s now, and it'll be a nice fall.
Well, I do love the fall. It just is going to take me a minute to get acclimated.
So this time of year, you see the people out doing their last rides of summer on their motorcycles. And we were talking. I noticed on the news there's been a lot of motorcycle accidents in the state of Utah this year. And just want to make people aware, keep your eyes open for those folks riding the motorcycles out there. They'll be on the little mountain roads. You know, I know that loop around Schofield and down Huntington's popular. Look for them in those places, though. I think it would be a wise choice to keep your eyes open for motorcyclers.
Oh, it definitely is. And, you know, people on any sort of bike, motorcycle, dirt bike, street bike, road bike, it doesn't matter. They are hard to see.
They are.
So when you're cruising around and you're driving, you can very easily look right past them and not see them. So look twice, look three times. Make sure that you are clear before you're pulling away from a stoplight, a stop sign.
You know, and avoid the distractions. Your cell phone can wait. Put your cell phone away. Put it in your pocket or put it in the console of your car. And when you get to where you're going, you can check your phone and see what you may have missed. But don't try to do that while you're driving. You travel a long distance while you look down and look at your cell phone. Lots can happen in that short span of time.
Exactly. So make sure that you are constantly paying attention. And, you know, that goes without saying about kids on the side of the roads, because school is in full swing. Today is the last first day of school for a school in our community.
Yep.
Pinnacle Canyon Academy kicked off today, so everyone is in school now. You've got to watch for those kids.
Yeah, they're not watching for you. And you know, they're excited. School started. They're seeing friends they haven't seen, and they're busy doing kid things, so we have to watch for them.
Yeah, we do. And especially on the way to work in the mornings. You've mentioned it before. The sun comes through our windshields at just the right spot in the morning when the kids are out there, making it even harder to see. And then especially on the afternoons when the kids are getting out of school, Mondays for Carbon School District is early release, and those kids are super excited.
Yeah, they're happy to be out.
So they're all over the place. You got to watch for them for sure.
It's crazy. And, you know, we're going into fall, so it's time to start looking at those maintenance things with your vehicle to get it ready for winter. Make sure that it's got proper antifreeze in it. It's getting ready, and soon enough we'll be dealing with frost on our windshields in the mornings as well.
So. Yeah, you definitely will. And that, we're going to say it a million times, because I am so guilty of not wanting to be patient, letting for my windshield to defrost.
I do it. I've done it before. There's been times that I've driven with the little hole in the windshield and you can see life through a pinpoint, and that's scary because you're not seeing everything that's around you. And you know, this is a migration time for our animals. Our wildlife is transitioning, getting ready for the winter time. And there's just a lot of hazards out there. I hate to beat that to death, but it seems like we can't say it enough.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Well, Sheriff, what is your prediction for our winter?
You know, I'm going with, we're going to see snow this year. I think we're going to have a wet winter. We haven't had much moisture all year long, and I think it has to come at some point.
It does. And I don't know if this is a little foreshadowing for the winter. It's been raining and drizzling for the last couple of days, and it's going to continue all day today as well. So fingers crossed, we've got a little bit of snow. I mean,
we need
nothing like 2 years ago. That was insane.
Yeah.
But let's find a happy medium.
Well, and we need it. I noticed when I was going over to Provo the other day, the White River's dry.
Yeah.
There's not water running in the White River. That's crazy. I don't remember ever seeing that before.
It is. It's so, very scary. Yeah, so we definitely need to getting ourselves prepared for snow right now is going to be beneficial.
I think we could have it. I think we could have one of those winters where we got snow on the ground and cold. That, you know, that with the snow comes the cold too. So
exactly. Well, grab that tote of winter clothes that you put away. You're going to want to start wearing some of that stuff really, really soon.
Yep, it's coming.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for coming in, as always, giving us an update on some of the things going on throughout the community. And just because school has started doesn't mean that the fun things going on throughout the county are stopped. I mean, they're still going on. There's stuff all over the place. You guys are going to be there. Make sure to watch out for the Carbon County Sheriff's Department and say hi to him when you see him.
Yep, we'll be happy to interact with the public every chance we get. And you know, I did some, and you'll see these coming up in the activities in the fall. I did some Carbon Pride hats that I want to throw out to crowds. So I was thinking maybe for homecoming, we'll roll that out. So look for us. You might get a ball cap.
Love it. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. You can find additional information on this Castle Country Focus by visiting our website, castlecountryradio.com.